Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Memches Amin Aleph. We're holding on the last word on Memzayin Amabez. So says the Gemara, we're still continuing to discuss different halachas of Kamitza and Chafina. So says the Gemara, Bayra Papa, Dabke le Kaimates bedaifte de manamai. What's the halach if after the Kai and he takes the Kaimates, instead of putting it on regularly into the Klisharis, he sticks it against the wall of the Klisharis. So what's the halacha? Taich Kli Be'ina and Va'ika. Do we just say that he needs to just put it inside the Kli? And Lamaisa he did, so it's gonna be good. Aidilma Hanacha betaichai Katikna Be'ina and Va'alaka, or he needs to put it in normally and he didn't. So says the Gemara, Teku. Says the Gemara, another Shaila, Bayi Mar Baravashi, Abche Lamana Vedavke Lekaimitz Ba'arise Demana Mahu. What's the lacha if the Kain turns over the Kli, and the Kli had an indent, so now the Kli has a little bit of a receptacle. So he turns over the Kli, and he takes the Kaimitz, and he puts it into the bottom of the mana, of the Kli. So what's the lacha? Do we say, Anacha B'seicha B'inan Va'ika? He just needs to put it inside, which Lamaisa he did. Aydilma Anacha Kitikna B'inan Valeka, or he needs to do it normally, and he didn't, says the Gemara again, Teiku. Another shayla by Rav Papa, Mulei Chafnav Shamru. When the Kain Gadol takes the Mulei Chafnav on Yom Kippur, he takes the Mulei Chafnav of the Ketores from the Machta. So Mechukais Agadushais. Is it supposed to be like a leveled Mulei Chafnav, like even with the tops of his hands, Agadushais, or is it supposed to be a heaping Mulei Chafnav? Says the Gemara, Amrle Rav Abel or Rav Ashi, Toshema. It's mefurish in the Braisa. The Braisa says the Mulei Chafnav Sha'amru Loi Mechukais V'loi Gedushais. It's neither, it's not Mechukais or Gedushais. El Tefufais. It's supposed to be slightly over his hand. Just slightly, so it's somewhere in between Mechukais and Gedushais. Now before the Gemara asks its next Shaila, the Gemara gives a little bit of Akdama. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Tanan Hasam Nishbach Adam Ala Ritzpa. If the Dam spills from the animal, after the Shechita, it spills from the animal onto the floor. The Asva, and then the Kain, he gathers it together into a Kli. The lacha is possible. That's not called Kabbalah. It spilled onto the floor. The dam spilled. So it becomes possible. It's called a Psul of Nishbach. Mina Kli al Ritzpa, but if it spilled after he was Makabalah into the Kli, the Asva, and then he picks it back up, so then it's kosher. He's allowed to be Zayrik that dam. That dam is kosher Lizrika. So now Mina Nimili says the Braisa, what's the Makar for this halacha? The Tan Rabbanon. The Pasuk says, Velakach Midam Apar. They're supposed to be Makabalah from the dam of the Par. They're supposed to catch the dam of the power, so we dash from there, midama nefesh, flow midama ar. You're supposed to catch dafka, the dam of the nefesh, which means the dam that the neshama leaves with, and not dam of the ar from just like the initial cut. Fulay midama tamsis, also not from the dam that comes out mamish at the end, that just trickles out. Midama par, we also darshan from midama par, that we take the mem from midam, and we read it, dam meha par. You're supposed to catch the dam from the par. Dam meha par, yikablanu. You're supposed to catch a dafka from the par. It can't fall on the floor. Dis akadaitach midama par, midam vafilu mixas dam. Because if you would read it the way it says, the midama par, so then that would give that mashmais, that even, that you only have to catch some of the dam. Midama par, catch from the dam of the par. Mashma, you have to take from it, but you don't have to take all of it. That can't be, because va'amar Rav Yehuda, a kabel tzar she kabel is kol damai. There's a kol damai shapari. There's a lach, you have to catch all the dam. Shenemer ves kol damai par yishpechal yisayin mizbeach. So it must be that that's not the right way to read the pasuk. Elish ma'am, you know, ma'am yidam apar, dam mea par yikablanu. So that's how we know to take the mem and to read it in this somewhat funny way, to take the mem and to just apply it somewhere else. Instead of reading it midam apar, to read it dam mea par. Now, what gives us the license to do such a thing? Because v'kasaver gairin u'maisif and v'darshin. We have a Messiah that you could dash in the Torah like that. That you could be Gairin, you could take a letter away from a word, add it to a different one, and then make a drasha. Now with that Hakdama in mind, says the Gemara by Rav Papa, what's the halacha of Nishbach when it comes to the Ketores? Nispazra Ketores Mimulei Chafnav Mahu. What's the halacha if after the Kain Gadol he performs Chafina? What's the halacha of Ketores then spills out from his hands? Do we say that Yadoi Ketzavar Behemadami Upsula? Do we compare his hands to the neck of the animal? That if it spills from there onto the floor, it's Nishbach, it's Pasul? Aydimba Klisharis Dami Vloi Pasula? Or do we compare his hands to a Klisharis, which if it spills from the Kli, it doesn't become Pasul? So says the Gemara Teiku. Another Shaila Bayra Papa, Chishe Bichafinas Ketores Mahu. What's the halacha if while the Kain Gadol is performs Chafina, he has a Machshava that said he's going to be makter it the following day. Machshavas pigel. Mi amrinan yalef malay malay mi mincha. Do we say they'll learn out malay malay from mincha? Then mal hasa mahanya ba machshava. Just like over there. If the kain has a puzzle machshava, it does help and it makes it puzzle. So achanami mahanya ba machshava. Here too also, Eli or no. Maybe we don't make such a drasha. And there's no psul machshava when it comes to chafina. So amar lei, he said, amar lei, Rashimi barashi l'rapapa. Rashimi barashi said to rapapa that we have, I'll bring you a raya from a braisa, toshma, from a mishnah. The mishnah says in Idias that haisif Rabbi Akiva added, and he said that vakatayrus valavaina vagechalim shemnagat fuyayim b'miktsasan pasul askulan. That the halacha is that with regards to all these things, katayrus all year round, the levaina which is brought together with the karban mincha, vagechalim, the Rambam says refers to the gechalim of Yom Kippur that the kohen gadol will take in his machta. The halacha is that if the tfuyayim touches some of it, so all of it becomes pasul. Now that halacha is only true when it comes to things that have kedushas aguf. This type of halacha shemnagat tfuyayim b'miktsasan pasul askulan is only true by things that have kedusha saguf. So it's mashman from here that Keteres has kedusha saguf. That's like a carbon. So kasalko daitach means the pasul tfuyayim. So we assume right now, and the Ritva points out that this is a maskana as well, that if me the pasul tfuyayim from the fact that it has this psul of tfuyayim, so pasul namilina, so if it has kedusha saguf, so it's like a carbon, and also we'll get a psulina, that if it's left overnight, so we'll get a psulina. We'll be the lina pasul from the fact that we see it's mamish like a carbon, that it has a psulina, pasul nami machshava. So it should be like a carbon as well, and should have a psul machshava. And if the kain gadol, while performing chafina, he has a machshava to be makterit on yud alef tishrei, to be makterit the following day, so the halacha is that it's going to become pasul.